King's Chapel, Stop 5. This church, built in 1754, was built around the original 1689 building so as not to disturb services. When completed, the original church was broken up and removed through the windows. King's Chapel is the first Anglican church in Boston. Boston's Puritan population was successful in resisting the establishment of a Church of England chapel for many years. Finally, when King James came to power in 1685, he ordered the new governor, Sir Edmund Andros, to establish one. Andros arrived in Boston in 1686 and immediately took charge. First, Andros had to find a place for the Anglican congregation to hold their services. Finding the Puritans unwilling to share meeting house space, he demanded the keys to the Old South meeting house. The Old South congregation then had to wait outside on Sundays until the Anglican services were finished before they could hold their own services. As the Puritans were unwilling to sell land for an Anglican chapel, Andros seized the land from a corner of the town's burying ground by eminent domain. Some bodies had to be moved to build the chapel. The original wooden King's Chapel was ready in 1689, and the Old South congregation returned to their normal service schedule. The current granite chapel was started in 1749 when the original became too small. The new chapel was built around the old wooden one so as not to disturb the services. Puritan and Bostonian law also indicated that if the walls were knocked down, the land would revert back to the Puritans. When the new chapel was finished, the old one was dismantled and tossed out through the windows. It opened officially for services in 1754. As the first Anglican church in Boston, it was the recipient of many lavish gifts from the British monarchy. King William III and Queen Mary II, reigning from 1689 to 1702, sent money, communion silver, altar cloths, carpets, and cushions. Queen Anne gave vestments and red cushions. King George III donated more silver communion pieces. The silver pieces vanished when half of the parishioners fled, being royalists, when the British left Boston after the Siege of Boston was lifted in 1776. The chapel was designed by America's first professional architect, Peter Harrison. Interestingly, Harrison never saw the building or its location. The congregation provided the requirements by letter, and Harrison sent back completed plans. Harrison worked strictly out of his Newport, Rhode Island office. The chapel still contains many original details. The communion table was built in 1694. The box pews are original, as are the hand-carved Corinthian columns. The wineglass pulpit dates from 1717 and is the oldest pulpit in continuous use on the same site in America. The organ is a replica of the 1754 instrument, which was the first organ to be permanently installed in any church in British America. The bell was crafted by Paul Revere in 1816, the last he ever made. It weighs 2,347 pounds. In 1785, the congregation adopted a new theology and became the first Unitarian church in America, some 40 years before the Unitarian Church became a formal body. Today, the church is a combination of Unitarian with some liturgy adopted from the Anglican Book of Common Prayers. If you have time, take the wonderful Bell and Bones tour. The tour visits the crypts below the church. While you're down there, you can actually see some of the original 1754 beams, as well as visiting the bell tower. It's a lot of fun, and make sure to ask the tour guides plenty of probing questions. They know their history.